The UN humanitarian chief, Jan Egeland, accused Israel on August 30th of shocking and completely immoral behavior for dropping cluster bombs on Lebanon in the last 72 hours of the conflict, when we knew there would be a resolution. A number of cluster bombs did not detonate on impact, and civilians returning to their homes in southern Lebanon are experiencing major problems because of these unexploded munitions. Every day, people are maimed, wounded, and are killed by these ordnance, Egeland said. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan demanded August 30th that Israel stop its sea and air blockade of Lebanon, but Israel said it won't. Annan said he hoped Israel would withdraw all its forces from South Lebanon when the number of UN forces in Lebanon reaches 5,000. But Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said Israel was not prepared to do that until a ceasefire deal was implemented fully. Under the deal, some 15,000 Lebanese soldiers and up to 15,000 international troops are to be deployed, and they will enforce an arms embargo on Hezbollah.